Listening Library presents Woods Runner by Gary Paulson. Read for you by Danny Campbell. Author's Note. I've written this book a bit differently from my other historical fiction, alternating the fiction with historical segments that I feel are essential for the reader. I did this for two reasons. One, I wanted to set Samuel's story against the larger context of the Revolutionary War. And two, I wanted readers to understand what it was really like to live on the frontier at that time, with virtually nothing, no money, no electricity, no towns, few neighbors, nothing but your own strength. Part 1. Green. The Forest. 1776. Chapter 1. He was not sure exactly when he became a child of the forest. One day, it seemed he was 11 and playing in the dirt around the cabin or helping with chores, and the next, he was 13, carrying a .40-caliber Pennsylvania flintlock rifle, wearing smoked buckskin clothing and moccasins, moving through the woods like a knife through water while he tracked deer to bring home to the cabin for meat. He sat now by a game trail, waiting for the deer he knew would come soon. He had heard it, a branch brushing a hairy side, a twig cracking. Smelled it when the wind blew toward him, the musk and urine of a buck. He checked the priming on his rifle while he waited. His mind and body relaxed, patient, ears and eyes and nose alert, quiet. Every part of him at rest, yet focused.